Imagine walking into a store to buy a new phone. Are you looking for gigabytes of RAM and processor speeds, or are you seeking the ability to capture life's precious moments, stay connected with loved ones, and express your personal style? This fundamental distinction between what products have, features, and what they do for us, benefits, lies at the heart of transformative marketing. The most successful brands understand that customers don't buy products, they buy outcomes, experiences, and identities. This benefits-focused approach prevents the marketing myopia that has doomed countless companies like Kodak, who define themselves by their products, film, rather than the underlying benefit they provided, preserving memories, leaving them vulnerable to digital disruption despite inventing the first digital camera. Benefits come in three crucial forms: functional, solving problems; experiential, engaging senses; and symbolic, reflecting identity. When Apple launched the iPhone, customers couldn't describe the specific features they wanted in a smartphone, but they deeply desired the benefits it would provide: convenience, visual appeal, and status, which Apple delivered more effectively than BlackBerry. By understanding what customers truly value, companies can transcend industry boundaries and recognize unexpected competitors. Allstate Insurance, for instance, realized that Ring doorbells provide similar home security benefits despite being in an entirely different industry. A brand encompasses all associations customers hold about your offering. Strong brands create associations that are powerful, positive, and distinctive, building competitive barriers, enabling premium pricing, and fostering loyalty. Take Peloton. Customers might associate it with being expensive, negative, but also with convenient on-demand workouts, positive functional benefit, and enjoyable exercises, positive experiential benefit. Different customers seek different benefits from the same product category. With toothpaste, some want white teeth, symbolic benefit, others prefer minty taste, experiential, while others value decay prevention, functional. Traditional segmentation often fails by focusing on demographics rather than desired benefits. Benefit segmentation groups customers with similar preferences that differ from other groups. In document management research, four distinct segments emerged, all wanting functional benefits but prioritizing different ones, revealing untapped market opportunities. Without this approach, you miss perspective on the competitive landscape and waste resources on messages that don't resonate with target customers. After mapping your market through benefit segmentation, decide which segments to target and how to position your brand. Targeting enables focus without restriction. You can target multiple segments sequentially as capabilities grow, or address subsegments based on specific descriptors. Liberty Mutual's Limel, Emu, and Doug campaign targets customers valuing affordability and customization, while State Farm's Surprisingly Great Rates appeals to price-sensitive customers. Your positioning statement defines how target customers should perceive your brand relative to competitors, creating a distinct benefits promise. Southwest positioned itself as a no-frills airline with superior in-flight experience through fun, service-oriented staff. Amazon positions as the largest retailer with vast selection, competitive prices, and convenient shipping. Positioning on features rather than benefits forces customers to translate features themselves and shifts focus from customer needs to the organization. Brands can position themselves in three ways: close to competitors, leveraging the market leader's recognition; better than competitors, offering superior benefits like Everlane's radical transparency; or different from competitors, emphasizing unique benefits like Bang Energy Drink's inclusion of creatine. Your positioning statement serves as the strategic foundation for all marketing activities, not to be confused with taglines or inspirational messaging. A positioning statement requires rigorous credibility testing through benefits strengths analysis to verify your organization can deliver promised benefits with existing capabilities. Porter's value chain analysis helps identify strengths affecting positioning credibility by examining downstream brand delivery, upstream, business inputs, and internal, transformation, activities. Walmart's everyday low price positioning succeeds through direct manufacturer relationships and minimal storage costs. IKEA's people and planet positive sustainability positioning addresses their entire value chain. Even strong strategies can fail against competitive pressures. When Dollar Shave Club disrupted the razor market with subscriptions, Gillette responded with their own subscription service and aggressive marketing, creating a dynamic game where competitors continually respond to each other's moves. Competition extends beyond direct rivals to include suppliers forward integrating, buyers backward integrating, and substitutes from different industries. Test your positioning's defensibility through role-playing exercises where teams represent both your organization and competitors to identify scenarios where your positioning remains defensible despite competitive responses. Activation transforms strategy into tangible marketing through a message platform, a master document guiding all brand touchpoints. This ensures consistent voice across all customer interactions while saving time internally and providing clear direction to partners. Before generating leads, understand the customer journey, problem recognition, information search, consideration set formation, choice, experience, post-purchase evaluation, and repurchase. Your positioning statement's benefits should appear prominently at all touchpoints. Tailor content to create awareness during information search, align with benefits to enter consideration sets, and facilitate choice. Liberty Mutual exemplifies this with consistent messaging around customization and reasonable pricing. Their tagline, "Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need," appears across all channels, significantly boosting brand recall despite varied creative executions. To understand how customers perceive your brand relative to competitors, you need a perceptual map, a visual representation of your market position from the customer's viewpoint. Miller Lite used this research to discover an untapped position between bitter and mild beer that was less filling, creating their successful "Tastes Great, Less Filling" campaign. Without understanding customer perceptions, you're marketing blind. Your positioning is most credible when benefits align with your core competencies, what your organization does uniquely well. These competencies must contribute to customer-perceived benefits, resist imitation, and allow competition across multiple markets. When organizational strengths align with your positioning statement's benefits, you've achieved credibility. If not, you must either abandon the benefit, build required strengths, leverage value chain partners, or acquire capabilities through partnerships. Effective competitive analysis focuses on ability, resources to react, and motivation, objectives driving response. A competitor needs both to pose a real threat. Document defensive strategies like building switching costs or securing partnerships to maintain your competitive advantage. The most powerful insight from this approach is that customers care about benefits, not features or specifications. When organizations align marketing around customer benefits, they create more compelling brands and profitable growth strategies. Apple doesn't sell computers, they sell creativity and status. Nike doesn't sell athletic shoes, they sell achievement and inspiration. By understanding the functional, experiential, and symbolic benefits driving customer decisions, organizations create brands that are admired, not just purchased. Admired brands like Patagonia deliver functional benefits, weather-resistant gear, experiential benefits, comfortable designs, and symbolic benefits, environmental leadership. This three-dimensional approach inspires customers to make repeat purchases, refuse competitors, pay premium prices, and advocate for the brand. In today's crowded marketplace, this benefit-focused approach may be the most sustainable competitive advantage available. It requires shifting from an inside-out perspective, what we make, to outside-in, what customers want. When you deliver benefits that truly matter, you transform your business into something people can't live without.